Regina Celi, letare, alleluia. Quia quem ero visti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a votive Mass to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, First Friday, Devotions. Prayer before Mass by St. Ambrose of Milan. Lord Jesus Christ, I approach your banquet table in fear and trembling, for I am a sinner. I dare not rely on my own worth, but only on your goodness and mercy. I am defiled by my many sins in body and soul, and by my unguarded thoughts and words. Gracious God of majesty and awe, I seek your protection. I look for your healing. Poor troubled sinner that I am, I appeal to you, the fountain of all mercy. I cannot bear your judgment, but I trust in your salvation. Lord, I show my wounds to you and uncover my shame before you. I know my sins are many and great, and they fill me with fear, but I hope in your mercies, for they cannot be numbered. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal King, God and man, crucified for mankind, look upon me with mercy and hear my prayer, for I trust in you. Have mercy on me, full of sorrow and sin, for the depth of your compassion never ends. Praise to your saving sacrifice, offered on the wood of the cross, for me and for all mankind. Praise to the noble and precious blood, flowing from the wounds of my crucified Lord Jesus Christ, Sacred Heart, and washing away the sins of the whole world. Remember, Lord, your creature, whom you have redeemed with your blood. I repent my sins, and I long to put right what I have done. Merciful Father, take away all my offenses and sins. Purify me in body and soul, and make me worthy to taste the Holy of Holies. May your body and blood, which I intend to receive, although I am unworthy, be for me the remission of my sins, the washing away of my guilt, the end of my evil thoughts, and the rebirth of my better instincts. May it incite me to do the works pleasing to you and profitable to my health in body and soul, and be a firm defense against the wiles of my enemies. Amen.
Espertus me Domine His apohet mundabor. Lavabis me et super nivende albabor. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magnam misericordii tuam. Gloria Patri, et filio, et spiritui sancto. Sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges mei.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Actiones nostras quasumus Domine, aspirando perveni, et adiuvando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patre nostro, et omnibus sanctis, et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimos cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereator vestri omnipotens Deus, et emittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitam aeternam. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Amen. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctas iniquitatis nostris, ut ad sancta sanctorum puris meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Cogitationes cordis eius in generatione et generationem. Ut eruatam morte animas eorum, et alat in fame. Exultate justi in Domino, rectus Dei. Et collaudatio. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison son. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam. Domine Deus Rex Celestis, Deus Pater Omnipotens, Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram. Qui sedes ad dexteram Patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord God, give us the strength and love of the heart of your Son, that, by becoming one with him, we may have eternal salvation.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the Epistle of St. Paul, the Apostles, to the Ephesians. Brethren, to me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery hidden from ages past in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God may now be made known through the church, to the principalities and the authorities in the heavens. This was according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Deo gratias. Ducis et rectus dominus. Propter hoc legenda bite lin quantibus in vi dirigit mansuetos tos in iudicio habet mi ites vihas suhas ahas 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 ahas
Dominis, sit in corde meo et in labies meis ad pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Cogitationes cordis eius
in generatione et generationem et eruata morte anima seorum et alateus infame. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundum Matteum, gloria tibi Domine.
at that time, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath. For the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one. The Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken, and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side and immediately poured forth blood and water. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled: not a bone of it will be broken. And again another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. Per evangelica dicta, per evangelica delictas nostra delictas.
Today, First Friday, Devotions of the Month to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we celebrate the heart of Jesus as this sacred mystery, as the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In our reading from the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus's heart sacrificed on the cross in obedience to God, our Heavenly Father, out of love for the salvation of sinful man, was pierced by the lance of a Roman soldier. His legs, though, according to law, would be broken, were not broken. Rather, the Roman soldier pierces the heart of Christ, seeing that Christ is already dead. And we are told by the testimony of Saint John in his gospel witness in the Holy Spirit that blood and water flowed from the heart of the crucified Christ on the cross of our redemption, the cross of our salvation. The Eucharist is the most sacred heart of Jesus. The Eucharist filled with the grace of God, the promise of eternal life. As St. Thomas said, the medicine of the cross that heals us from the ravages of sin and death is the heart of the Church. It is the sacrament of unity between the resurrected Christ and sinful man. It is the sacrament of unity in the mystical body of Christ, those baptized into the mystical body of Christ, those infused through the power of the Holy Spirit at the moment of baptism with the inestimable, wondrous gifts of faith, hope, and charity. Our faith, our hope, our charity is rooted in an exchange of hearts with the most sacred heart of Jesus. Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of our spiritual mother, a personification of the mystical body of Christ, Mary, the Mother of God. In our first reading from the letter of Paul, the epistle of Saint Paul, we see that Saint Paul affirms that faith is rooted in the heart, the most sacred heart of Jesus Christ. Devotion imbued by Saint Mary Margaret Alacoque in the late 17th century, at the end of a terrible period of the suicide of Christendom in almost 150 years of continuous religious warfare between baptized members of the Church of Christ, so-called Protestants in the Protestant Revolution, and of course Catholics, establishment Catholics in Europe, had come to a close, and in healing and reparation, Saint Mary Margaret Alacoque, a French nun, was given these visions of Christ and became the promoter of the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which inspired, which spread to and through them throughout the world, the Jesuits, through her confessor, Saint Jean-Claude Colombier. Consecration of France to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was strongly recommended to the kings of France at this time, but was not done until it was too late by the French king, Louis the 16th, who had been captured, imprisoned by the Jacobin revolutionaries, the Freemasons, and faced the loss of his head. It was then that the king ordered the consecration of the nation to the Sacred Heart, which I believe post-Napoleonic era in the Restoration bared great fruit as far as the rebirth of the church, the rebirth of religious life in France and throughout Europe, but too late to save the King of France and the ancien regime of church and state. This, of course, was not the end of the consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus of the nation. It was to fend off this horrible Masonic revolution against God and church, again in France, a satanic revolution utilizing the Cathar-esque Freemasons, but rather, of course, as always, to show the love of God for the salvation of souls. God's love, and God is love, is expressed to sinful human beings in the way that we most need that love. It's not a romantic love or a sentimental love. It is merciful love. That is the essence of the grace of God. It is merciful love. And St. Thomas defines God's grace, his gift, as also eternal life. So St. Paul, in his letter, his epistle, makes very clear that the love of God far transcends our knowledge of God. We can love through the grace of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, God, infinitely more than we can know God through Veritas in our minds. Of course, both are absolutely essential to our faith in God. Faith, fides, or more appropriately, the Anglo-Saxon word believer, which means to place one's life in trust, in personal trust, in covenant to another person, is in the devotion to Sacred Heart, is in the essence of the Eucharist, the sacrament of unity, is in the teachings of the Catholic Church, ultimately a faith, a trust, a personal trust, placing our hearts, placing our lives in an exchange of hearts with the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the merciful, infinite heart of God shown to us through the incarnation of the Word made flesh. So often in the doctrinal wars, beginning in the 16th century, for example, the 30 Years' War, again, faith is reduced to theological ideology, a set of doctrines, doctrinal disagreements. It's not a matter of the heart. It is a matter of the intellect. Again, not a matter of love in the heart, a holy love in the heart, but an intellectual, ideological denial based in falsity, not in truth, but based in falsity, not in love, in the rejection, the revolution against the apostolic charism and teachings of the Catholic Church. The Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, devotion to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, is the medicine of the cross. It heals us of the affliction of all of these lies, these ideological and theological heresies and errors, by again placing front and center, especially in the celebration of the Eucharist, that God has loved us. The infinite God of love and mercy has loved us through a human heart, the heart of the sacred humanity of Christ, indivisible with the divine person of the Holy Trinity, the Word made flesh. So, with all thanksgiving, Eucharist means well blessed. It means all thanksgiving. We celebrate this votive Mass in honor of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. We see its infinite power in love, in union with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, a personification of the Church, to save our souls from hell and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. And that mercy has been shown to us through the most sacred heart of Jesus, in union, in intercession with the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So let us now remember those who have asked us to pray for them, all of their intentions, especially for a very small and fragile infant who doctors see no hope for medically, and has been handed back to her parents and to those who are praying for her. We pray for those who have died, for the poor souls in purgatory, as we always do in the context of this liturgy. We pray for our Pope, Pope Francis, the Vicar of Christ, that he may immediately, obediently, and humbly consecrate Russia by name, in union with all the bishops of the world, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the mandate of heaven, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Father of mercy, in your great love for us, you have given us your only Son. May he take up us into his own perfect sacrifice, that we may offer you fitting worship.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribuam Domino pro omnibus quae retribuat mihi? Calicem salutaris acceptium, et nomen Domini invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas honc oblationem, quam tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christ. Et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fidelium salutem operetur aeternum. Lava vo inter intercentes manus meus, et circumdavo altari tuum Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et anarum universa mirabilia tua. Domine, delexe decorum domus tue, et locum habitationes gloriae tue. In spiritu humilitatis, et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie, et placiet tibi, Domine Deus.
Orate, fratres.
Ut meum ac vestrum pariter in conspecto Domini, sit acceptum sacrificium. Lord, Domine, exaudi orationem meum, et clamor meus a te veniat. Lord, make this offering holy and cleanse our hearts from sin. Send the light of your Holy Spirit. Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, ad cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum, gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotentens aeterne Deus, per Christum Dominum nostrum, qui mira caritate exaltatis in cruce, pro nobis traditit sement ipsum, atque de transfixo latere sanguinem fundit et equam, ex quo manerent ecclesia sacramenta, et omnes ad cor apertum salvatoris attracti, fugiter, arirent et fontibus, salutis in gaudio. Et ideo, cum sanctis et angelis universis, te calaudamus, sine fini dicentes. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna.
Te igitur, clementissimi pater, per Iesum Christum, filium tuum, dominum nostrum. Supplices rogamus ac petimus, ut te accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primusque tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere, digneris toto orbe terrarum, una cum familo tuo Papa nostro Franciscus, et antistite nostro Gidre, et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae et apostolicae fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarum familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, fer qui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudis pro se, suisque omnibus, pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spe salutis et incolumitatis suae, tibi quae redunt vota sui eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes, in primos gloriose semper Virginis Maria, genitrices Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christe. Communicantes et diem sacrantissimum, Beate Maria, intermerata virginitas, huic mundo edidit Salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primos eustem gloriose semper Virginis Maria, genitrices eustem Dei et Domine nostre Jesu Christe. Sed et beatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andrea Jacobi, Ioannes Tome Jacobi, Philippi Bartolomei Mattei Simonis et Thaddei, Lini Cliti Clementis Christi Cornelius Cipriani, Laurenti et Crisogeni, Ioannes et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum, quorum meritis pregibusque concedas, et in omnibus protectionis tui muniamur exilio, per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igitur oblationem servitutis nostre, sere cum te familiae tui, quosamus Domine, ut placatus accipias Diosque nostros in tui pace disponas, atque ab aeternam damnatione nos aripe, et in alectorum tuorum ubeas grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu Deus in omnibus quesemus benedictam, escritam, ratam, ratiabiliumque acceptabiliumque facere dineris ut nobis, corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi fili tui Domini nostre, Jesu Christi. Qui pridie quam pater etur accipit panem in sanctas ac venerabilias manus suis, et elevatus oculus in celum, ad te Deum Patrum suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens. Benedicit, fregit, dedite, discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus. Simili modo postquam jonatum est, accipiens et hunc placlarum calicem in sanctus ac venerabilis manus suis, item tibi gratias agens, benedixit. Dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibi te ex eo omnes, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novit eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui provovis et promotos infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Haec, quotiesumque faceritis, in me memoriam facietis. Unde memores Domine, nos servitui, celebre tui sancta eustem Christi filii tui Domine, nostritam beate passionis, nec non ab in feras resurrectionis, sed et in celos glorioso ascensionis, afferimus preclara majestate tua, in tuis donus ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatam, panem sanctum vitae eternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Superque propitio ac sereno voto respicere digneris, et accepta avere, sicuti accepta avere dignatus es munera puere, tui justi Abel, et sacrificium petiarche nostre abrei, et quad tibi optilit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus omnipotens Deus, ube ec prefire per manus sancti angeli tui in sublime altare tuum, in conspecto divine majestatis tui, ut quod ex hoc altares participatione sacro sanctum filii tui. Corpus et sanguinem subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repleamur per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam, Domine, familiarum familiarum quae tuorum, qui nos preceterant cum signo fidei, et dormiunt in somno pacis. Ipsus, Domine, et omnibus in Christo quiscentibus locum refrigerire, luces et pacis, et indulgias, deprecamur, per eum dem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus,
familis tuis de multitudine miserationi tuorum sperantibus, partam aliquam et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioane, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Alejandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis, intra quorum nos consortium non est amator meriti, sed venie, quasemus largitor remite, per Christum Dominus nostrum. Amen. Perquem hic omnia Domini semper bona creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedices, et prestas nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipsu et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unite te Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Oremus. Precipti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, autemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum da nobis hodie, et debite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos damitibus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos, quosemus, Domine, ab omnibus malis preteribus presentibus et futuris, et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgini Dei Genetrices Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccatos simos semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eundum Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate, Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini sint semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis
mortalis peccata mundi. Dona nobis pacem.
Hic sancro sancto commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostre Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sementibus, salis, mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam pomerandam atque compensandam preparatio salutaris, per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domini Jesu Christe, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris, cooperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortum tuam mundum vivificasti, libera me per hoc sancro sanctum corpus, et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis, et universis malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancto vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Eci Agnus Dei, eci qui tollit peccata mundi.
Domine. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodiat me ad vitam aeternum. Qualoris simus Domine puramente capiamus, ut de corpore et sanguini Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat nobis, remedium sempiternum. Amen.
Unus militum lance alatus eius aperuit, et continuo ex
ibit sanguis et aqua. Si qui sitit, veniat ad me et bibat. Alleluia, alleluia.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, we have received your sacrament of love. By becoming more like Christ on earth, may we share his glory in heaven, where he lives and reigns forever and ever.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, ite, te, te, missa est, Deo. Gratias.
Placet tibi sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutis mei, et presta in sacrificium, quad oculis tui majestatis tuis, indignus optile, tibi sit acceptabile mihique et omnibus pro quibus iriot optile, si te miserante propitia vile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, anitium sancti evangelii, secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil, quod factum est, in ipso vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebrae lucet, et tenebrae eum non comprehenderunt. Fiat homo missus ad Deu, cui nomen erat Ioannis, hic venit in testimonium, ut testimonium prehiberat de lumine, ut omnes crederant per irium. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prehiberet de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat hominem vinientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cognivit. In propria venit, et sui eum non receperunt. Quod quod autem receperunt eum, dedit es potestatem filius Dei viere is, quae credunt in nomine eos, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo natis sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitabit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eos, gloriam quasi unigenitia Patre, plenum gratia et veritatis. Deo gratias. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules filii Evae. A te suspiramus, jamentes et flentes. In hac lacrimorum pale. Ea ego advocata nostra, Filios tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictus, tus fructum ventris tui. Nobis post hoc exilium ostende, clemens, pia, ducis, Virgo Maria. Ora pro nobis sancti Dei genitrix, ut digni officiar mor premitionibus Christi, oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners, and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother, the Church, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devils. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. prayer of thanksgiving after Mass, ascribed to St. Thomas Aquinas. Thank you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who deigned to feed me, your sinful and unworthy servant, with the precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, not for any merit of mine, but only because of your merciful goodness. And I pray that this Holy Communion, far from condemning me to punishment, may bring about my pardon and salvation, encompassing me with the armor of faith and the shield of goodwill. By it, let my vices be done away, all lustful desires extinguished. May it advance me in charity, patience, humility, obedience, and every other virtue. Let it be strong defense against the wiles of all my enemies, visible and invisible, allaying for me every disturbance of flesh and spirit, binding me firmly to you, the one true God, and bringing my last hour to a happy close. I pray, too, that it may be your pleasure to call my sinful self one day to that banquet, wonderful past all telling, where you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, feed your saints with the vision of yourself, who are true light, the fulfillment of all desires, the joy that knows no ending, gladness unalloyed, and perfect bliss, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding over the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a votive Mass of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, First Friday Devotions.
Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia. Qui aquem ero visti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia. Sit benedixit in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.